Sadio Mane spends his days sitting under a large mango tree outside his home. He stares into the distance and thinks about his son, Chifre Brima Mane, a journalist who disappeared in unclear circumstances. Only his daughters still have the energy to keep trying to find out what happened to Chief Mane. A little hope appeared last month when the government decided to release many prisoners who had been locked away without any trial. Adama Mane is one of his sisters.
I went to the headquarters to look for the names which was on the list. People who were detained, his name was not found. So I went to the Serious Crime Unit to file a case against the former regime, the missing of my brother. We want to know if he is truly killed, where he is buried.
Another son in his family, the eldest, was also a victim of the regime. After 9 years of jail without trial, he left the Gambia. Another sister, Awa Mane, has tears in her eyes as she tells me that the family has never forgotten him.
I feel that the regime has gone, but I feel for my brother. But I would like my brother to attend everything for the former president to be punished about my brother and the NIA. And the Chief Mane family will never forgive. We will never forgive. Because we love our brother so much.
The new president, Adama Barrow, has promised to create a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to try to heal the scars of the past. It will be a long process, says Fatou Diagne Sangor, a human rights activist based in Dakar.
Ce que le gouvernement doit faire d'urgence, c'est aussi de vérifier.
The government has to check the files as soon as possible to get details and to check the official numbers to try to reassure these families while they're waiting. The other thing is to make sure that this institution that's going to be put in place has to look at these cases seriously, these forced disappearances. That's what has created a climate of fear in Gambia for all these years.
C'est ça qui a créé le climat de peur en Gambie pendant toutes ces années.
The government has renamed the infamous National Intelligence Agency. From now on, it promises the agency will only do normal intelligence gathering. Binta Diagne Banjoul, RFI.